Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Sending us in to this new jazz dance together on this hour of Neon Jazz is Romanian-born pianist Lucian Ban. He was raised in a tiny farming village outside of Transylvania and grew up listening to folk songs performed at weddings, birthdays, holidays, and other celebrations. At the age of 7, he started classical piano and composition training, and when I asked him about his home country during a recent interview, he glowed about it.
When I grew up, it was, you know, it was a village with a very close knit community with traditions. I used to sing for the holidays, go from house to house, for the Christmas, for the Easter, and it was paradise, what can I tell you? The world outside of that is not paradise. I can definitely say that now.
So from his beginnings, he went on to study composition at the Bucharest Music Academy from 1992 to 95 and created a jazz group in 95, releasing two albums as a leader for the Green Records label in Romania. Then in 1999, he moved to New York City to attend the New School University for 2 years. His American debut recording, Something Holy, in duet with baritone sax Alex Harding, was awarded 4 stars by AllMusic and was followed by praise for all of the ensuing albums that would come out. And the industry has loved him as well, giving him accolades and praise as he has gone on to perform with the likes of Sam Newsom, Bruce Williams, J.D. Allen, Bruce Cox, The Sheet Waits, Bob Stewart, and Gerald Cleaver. This guy's got a great future. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the keys, with cats like Joe Cartwright and Mark Lowry doing the honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of good notes to keep your jazz binder full of memories. This next cat on the show, Dollar Brand, or known as Abdullah Ibrahim, the South African pianist and composer who held quite a sway in Lucian's mind. He talked about it as we move right into the 2014 tune, Tula Dubula, next on the show.
The first guy that I actually fell in love with and was and still is a big influence was the South African pianist, Abdullah Ibrahim, Dollar Brand, as they used to call him. And immediately from that, I was introduced to Monk.
For freedom, invincible children, inheritors of weeping. Dula, Dula, no need to say much more. It's all been said and tried before. It's all over now, but the
everybody, this is the PNE Solution Band from Brooklyn. It's been a pleasure talking and chatting about this music with Joe Dimino for Neon Jazz. Looking forward to it.
That was the famed pianist and composer Andrew Hill with the tune Ball Square off the 2000 CD Dusk. This pianist always delighted the crowds and has been a part of Lucian's fascination with the masters. He talked about Andrew and others like him. Have a listen.
I'm still amazed at their powerful voice and contribution. I still try to measure up. It's far.
Andrew was full on Chicago, and as a teenager, he performed in rhythm and blues bands with touring jazz musicians like Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. Not too bad. This album, Dusk, by the way, was selected as the best album of 2001 by both Downbeat and Jazz Times. From a modern day cool cat and New York City jazz pianist, you can always catch him at Smalls. This is a friend of the show and a great talent, Theo Hill, with the tune This Year off his newest 2017 CD, Promethean, next on this Building Hour of Jazz, baby.
Hi, this is Theo Hill with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
That was bassist, composer, arranger, producer, and educator Petros Klampanis, born in Greece some time ago, and here he is with his 2017 tune Shadows off the CD called Chroma. These days, he leads a group that makes regular appearances in New York venues like the Corniella Street Cafe, Subculture, Rockwood, Music Hall, and many others. His debut album called Contextual was released by Greg Ospie's Inner Circle Music. From New York-born jazz piano cat Duke Jordan, this is the tune Tad Dameron, Lady Bird, off the 2011 CD called I Remember Bebop, and we always do around here on this oddly metered hour of jazz, kids.
This is New York City saxophonist Roxy Koff, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the thoroughly gifted Seattle-born modern-day saxophonist and composer Roxy Kos with the 2017 song Oh Darling off the CD Chasing the Unicorn. We all are around here. She has become a titan of her generation on the horn and was the 2016 ASCAP Herb Alpert Young Jazz Composer Award winner, and the Downbeat Critics poll listed her as a rising star for soprano sax for the past 3 years. She is full on in the New York scene and performed all over the U.S., Canada, and Europe. From the proverbial leader of the band, this is Guy Lombardo with his Royal Canadians with the 1949 tune Third Man Theme. With his three brothers, the Lombardos are believed to have sold 100 to 300 million phonograph albums during their lifetimes. Wow, top that. Next on the show.
City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. We'll be right back.
That was bassist Joris Teepee with his big band with the 2009 tune, We Take No Prisoners. He happens to be the first jazz musician from the Netherlands to make it in New York. He arrived in New York in 1992 with just his brass and a suitcase. He took lessons with Ron Carter, quickly met many musicians, and started to work a lot. A year later, he recorded his first CD with his band co-led by Don Braden and featuring Cyrus Chestnut, Carl Allen, and Tom Harrell. From that point, everything really took off for Joris, and he became a bassist in great demand. To date, he has recorded 10 albums as a leader, and he is a composer, record producer, educator, and also a band leader. From Kansas City's very own pianist and band leader, Benny Moten, we give you the 1920s drenched Cater Street Rag on this swinging hour of jazz, kids. ¶¶
guitarist Clayton Duall.
And vocalist Jessica Baby Day Pell.
And you're listening to All In Mode. You're on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thanks, Joe.
That right there was keeping within the 1920s framework. That was the Ragtimers with the tune Sister Kay. So we travel quite a ways around from the sonic landscape of the 1920s to the modern day sound for our final cut. This is the talented group known as D-Body with the 2017 title track off their newest CD, Antihero. And this sound of theirs has been called explosive rock energy, paralleled with high-level nuanced chamber ensemble playing with highly wrought compositions that are balanced with adventurous, no-holds-barred improvising. But you go ahead and make up your mind on that. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is always full of infused, explosive improv of the highest broadcast order, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.